Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Father, we thank you for this precious day. It's precious because you made it, because you're letting our hearts beat and our lungs breathe. Thank you for air to breathe. Thank you for water to drink. Thank you for all your goodness. Thank you for salvation, for what Jesus did for us on that cross. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, for bringing Brother Freedom to the living room today safely. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is 1 Samuel chapter 16, the first three verses. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take a heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
That's good. Praise the Lord. Father, we just praise you. We honor you this night. What a wonderful job you've done upon this earth. All the things that you've created, all the blessings, and Lord, everything works so good. We see the sun rises perfectly. Lord, we know that you are the creator of the creation. And Lord, I'm going to say I praise you and I thank you for that. There's no other one that could do this. I know it's you, no problem with me, but I mean, there's lots that doubt, but I assure you that I see your hand is so special and how you've touched my life. And Lord, I can never repay what you've done for me. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for all the blessings. I thank you for your goodness. Oh Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that your eyes are still running throughout the whole earth to show yourself strong on behalf whose hearts will make themselves perfect toward you. And I thank you this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord told Samuel, why was he mourning over Saul? You think about Saul was the first king of Israel, and the people just loved him. They said he stands head and shoulders above anybody. He must have been a tall man, very good stature, and I guess very good looks and all this went with it. But God had rejected him. I truly believe that we're living the day, and I say this very kindly, because I believe a lot of ministries are not in for the Lord. God's against it. If when you start examining what God, the Lord, does, if we examine the things that's taking place, it has to be exactly the way he said it has to be, or it wouldn't happen anyway. In the natural church today, we look at the scenes, what we see, and most of all, churches are natural churches, so they're all looking for natural answers. And they look all these natural views together, and they get them together, and they have their committees that come together, and they work on it until they think this is where it should be. But could see it be way far from the Lord, because God doesn't see it the way we see it. God's so much above us, but we make a mistake in relying on others. If you're going to want to go any far, very deep from God, the Lord, you have to stop believing others at all. When you want to really go for the Lord, you find yourself alienated from everybody. You're out here standing by yourself, and you don't have a clue in your mind what's going on. God can start using you that way. One step at a time, he'll get you into where you start responding to him. Because it's programmed in us from our birth that we have to find our own way. We learn our surroundings, where we grew up at, and all these things, it's part of our part of us. But the Lord is very different. Samuel was a good example. Hannah took Samuel to the priest, Eli, about 2 years old, something like that, real young, and Samuel was directed to God. Now, God, one night, the Lord came down to Samuel and says, Samuel, Samuel, Samuel got God. He went to the priest and he says, did you call me? And the priest says, no, I didn't call you. Again, the Lord says, Samuel, Samuel. It wasn't Eli, it was different. The Lord was speaking to his heart. And when that first time that you really understand what he is, you realize that you can't have too much dealings with the realm. You can live in it, but you can't get your source. The source is in the Lord. And that's the way the churches were supposed to become. Our source was in the Lord. We start in a practical way. We start learning. We start getting people in. And then they grow to that way that they'll be seeking the Lord. But it doesn't have very, very seldom develop. That development means as you sort of, as we decrease, he increases. Very plain. This setting right here when Samuel was mourning over Saul. Samuel was a very special man. You can just see his love. He was very concerned over Israel. He was concerned over Saul. The Lord told Saul, he says, I want you to go to battle and I don't want you to take anything with you. When the battle's over, you just leave it there. The spoils. That's where Saul got in trouble. And Saul says, well, it's never hurt. I'll just take a little bit and a little ad libs and it's going to be good. You know, he makes excuses. But we don't make excuses. The Lord sees through us. He had a potential of being a wonderful king. We as God's people got a potential either one way or the other way. We can just leave it alone or we can reach for it. I was one little skinny little boy years ago and I knew that I knew what he was almost saying years ago. And then a time when after I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I wasn't satisfied. We get to where we're not satisfied. Nothing satisfies like his presence. There's nothing that touches you. Oh God, that something that's so mighty, so glorious, so powerful. And you know, if anything's happened, you're going to be with him. There's not a question. Not no guessing. You know, because he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. Samuel was looking for another king. And he goes, he was in the right area. He went to Jesse, David's father. And then David had, I think, 7 other brothers. And they all passed over. And they just knew that the next son, if one didn't get it, the next one surely going to do it. And all the brothers were really, they missed it, but the other one, they were really had a lot of brotherly love in those 7. But this little old runt, the scrawny one, the little red-headed, freckled one, he wasn't with them. He wasn't invited to be in there like Rudolph Red Nose. He couldn't take part of any reindeer game. He wasn't permitted to be in that area. He was just out taking care of the sheep. But he learned a great truth while he was out there taking care of the sheep. And though the other boy, it's one, oh, come a sheep, what glory! One day, he's seen this sheep and here's a lion attacked it. How he actually just took a lion almost by himself. And God gave him this strength. And he started seeing this, that God was mighty. The Spirit of God would come upon him. And David was just a little old, ready. It was no problem. A few years later, when this giant came in the picture of David, he would know how to respond. He knew it didn't happen with him, but because David was just a representative of God. That's all he was. God's representative. And God's representative in this time was a little old boy. Giant was great big. Big. I mean, he was head and shoulders bigger than anybody. He was could make anybody faint. Actually, looking at it, he was powerful. And mean, said words that really just shook everything. His voice would just shake fear. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. They go together. Had not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That sound mind is very beneficial and very needful because you're going to need that to keep yourself in control. All you got to do is keep yourself in control for God. You're giving yourself as a living sacrifice. Lord, I give myself to you right now. I know that it's not between me and that giant there, but I know if I step in the, you're going to step in the picture, and I'm just going to be a shadow. And all you're going to do, everything else you're going to do, there's going to be angels, whatever it takes to do the job. All I have to do is just get it in there. And that's when it took place. He says, I'll take this sling of mine. And that stone hit him right in the middle of the face, in this temple, I guess it was. And then he took the sword, cut his head off. God was in with David all the way. Now, Saul, we see that the Lord was not in with Saul. See, God wants to start us out from the very beginning with him. And with that, there'll be a greater task in which happened to David. He became the king of Israel. But it started in the area that he was just a child. That time he started growing, and that child defeated the biggest giant there was around. He had some brothers too, and the brothers all run off. David had the anointing is what we don't see. God anoints us by the supernatural power from heaven. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And the anointing breaks forth the yoke. It says in Isaiah, it says the anointing will break the yoke, the bondage, set you free. The anointing is God's spirit within you to let others know that his spirit is in you. Now, we don't see this, and an unbeliever, they don't see nothing either. But if you're looking for the Lord, you'll see it. There's something about the countenance, something about the Spirit of the Lord. It just shows up. It's just like it oozes out of him. I remember David was just happy. He was proud of God. He was not proud in the worldly way, but he was glad to be a son of God. Glad to be a child, the King of Kings. And David said, thy word have I hidden my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The wonderful words of David was so powerful, so blessed. But we see how David had to even grow in those areas. After the giant was gone, Saul got very envious, very jealous. He tried to take David's life. And I've seen that in the Christian realm. People get very against the anointing. They get very jealous. It's like wrong spirits get them, and I'm pretty sure it is, because they get very defensive. They get very haughty. I remember we had a pastor that I loved, and the Lord told me, he says, you back that pastor, even all the rest of them are going to be against him. And every one of them was against him. There was 13 men on the board or council, and I was the 13th. Every one of them was against. The Lord gave me a dream and showed me the spirits that was in them. And it fit them exactly. What the Lord showed me is, and the pastor, I thought about this today, how the Lord showed me him. He's a great, big, beautiful St. Bernard dog. Oh, I just love that. Because, you know, I could see that. But he had a heart. He was just at the, and they were throwing wicked darts at him. And he just relaxed and just taking it. His little old, big old paws would come up and they'd pitch. He was just taking it. He wasn't saying nothing. And I seen how that those men, when they came against him, he reacted that same way. He was really a man of God. And I was thankful that I had that time that I stood with him when no one else would. And I've done that from that time till now. I'm willing to go in all the way as far as I could go. And that's as far as they needed me to go. A lot of people didn't like it. But God wanted it. I was blessed. But God has got a program. And that program is not set with a normal idea as a man. His program goes by those who will settle it with the Lord. They'll come to the Lord for advice, for direction, for calling. And any time you start building a church and deny the power of the Holy One, you deny God. Just like Saul was not where he should be with the Lord. Samuel had a full time trying to get. You know, you've seen people have to mend these problems, and you got disagreements here, you got to go straighten this out. When there's turmoil in your camp, you got to, make this person got his feelings hurt, this one over here, there's troubles, and you got to make them right. That's what Samuel was doing, trying to. But there came a time when the Lord told Samuel, said, I don't want you more, no more for Saul. I've rejected him. And that's what's going to happen today. There's going to be I don't like to say it, but it's going to happen. It's already happened. Rejection of a lot of people. And I'm just going to make it easy on myself and on, and the Lord told me to do this because I have the right to do what I'm going to say and don't have to worry. But anytime anybody goes against the Holy Spirit, the Bible plainly says it's not forgiven. That's pretty solid. You don't have to be judgmental. But see, God's the one that keeps the records. So if you go against that, there's really nothing you can do. It's a real heavy, should have been taught years ago. I'm thankful for evangelists in Texas that told me these things. Oh, I thank him. I'm thankful for the times I went with him. He said, brother, don't make the mistake like a lot of people do. You cannot never go against the Holy Ghost. If he is with, don't never, never, because it's all these other things Jesus forgives, but he doesn't forgive. And I started seeing how people would go off in the deep end. And I believe it's because the movement against the Spirit of God is very, it's a tender area. When we work for the Lord, we got to get in this area that is tender. Because you've got a spirit here, and this spirit wants to be directed totally to God. Now, in your framework, from the time that you start until you get to heaven, there's going to be competition. There's going to be things that come against you from the enemy. And you've got to strive with God, the Lord's help to stay in that perfect condition, in alignment with His help. If you disengage His help, then you've lost that alignment of the Spirit, and you're floundering. You're kicking. You don't know what's up because you've got rid of your help. It's like a drowning person. You get rid of lifelines against you. You get rid of the poles or something to there to hold to. You're just going to have you're shortened. Because I almost drowned. I know what it's like. You drown. You tried. I remember I was grasping for roots. Anything there was to. My third time, I went down. And I remember forgetting that water. And I just knew it was all over. And that's when I got pulled out. The Lord saved me. But the same picture of when we come against the Lord, if we grasp and get rid of our help, we're going to be grasping there and pretty soon we're going to go under. This is sort of heavy-duty church, but God has some laws. Lord has some regulations. As we as His people should search for them, we should want to know what they are, that we wouldn't deliberately go against them. I believe that God is very tolerant with us. He's long-suffering. But when we go totally against Him and knowing, that's when the problem is. And I've seen some churches here 20 years that had started up what I thought sort of weak, but they did some things that I thought was terrible. I'm spinning around these situations. They're not good. They use a lot of music, a lot of things like that. But music soothes. The Lord said, He said that the music soothes the wrong spirits in Saul. That's why Saul liked David around him, because David played his harp and bring it down. Pretty soon Saul was all right. But because the vexing spirits would alleviate him. They would be from, sometimes music is something, it's wonderful, but music also works to, when God convicts, music get in there and stop the conviction because of the music. It's something that we should have, a spirit of God, even in the music, because music is wonderful. But what I'm saying, if it's used to as a cover up to distract from the conviction, God convicts us, each one of us, every time. Even at my age, He still convicts you of things. If something's out of line, He's going to convict you. And that conviction is from heaven. It's to get us straight. He says He chastises those whom He loveth. If He doesn't chastise us, He says He don't love us. He chastises those whom He loveth. Now, He didn't chastise Saul, but He chastised David. David, all like a couple of times. David got in big sin. But God forgave him. We make mistakes. And that's not the end of it. We just got to keep trying and God will keep continuing. I believe He'll continue to work with you until you're gone. But I believe also we can't say, well, everything's all right, but it's not all right. There's a movement that's now that they say this. They come to me and told me it don't make any difference what we do. We're saved. No, that's wrong. It's not in the Word of God. It doesn't say it in the Word of God. Bible talks about that. Yes, that first time. Yes, that's right. Yes, when you're first saved, yes, you'll never get any better than you ever hit. You're a new creation. You're a new creation. When you accept Jesus Christ, oh, Jesus makes you free. Set you free. But then there comes a time after, it's in the Word of God, the enemy comes, and he comes, and many times we get disturbed a little bit. But there's still room for that growth. And we gotta call upon the Lord, help me in this time. I don't like, and God, the Lord will help us. But if we willfully say we don't need it, then I'm okay anyway. I don't want you to send no help over here because I'm okay. I actually wonder if they was very ever saved in the first place. Because I believe we're genuinely saved. We got something within us that knows that it's real. I want the real thing. And the real thing is having the Spirit of God. I don't want to have a willful condition that puts me where I, at times I just go over the hill. I just have a time out and I'm all right. I just say time out. Come out, Lord. I'm going to go over here and have my thing. I come back in. Oh, it's okay. I had my thing over here. It's okay. No. I think we rub off that it shows up in our being. If I go over here and willfully do something, it's going to show up in my spirit. It's going to show up in my love. It's going to stop what's been birthed in my heart by the living Jesus Christ and my personal self. It's going to stop that what was born. The Lord Jesus Christ bore, removed all iniquity, set me free. I thank God that the Lord's able to keep us day by day, but there is a growing factor that takes place, I believe, because what I'm saying, that day, yes, if it could say the same as it would be, yes, but there comes problems. Principality of the earth comes, talks about the first chapter in Luke there. He comes to destroy. He comes to put you on stony ground. He comes to take away that peace, that strength, that love that you have. He wants to take it from you. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God has come to give you life and give you more abundant life. The Lord wants to give you the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you can't have no joy if you're out here side and stepping around and sort of tipping through the tulips out here in the darkness and you're doing shady things. If we can do this thing, we have to admit it. I don't say admit it to nobody, but admit it to the Lord. He's the one who saved you. You need to continually keep that up to date at all times. If you don't, I believe you're in trouble. And what I believe is we're really in trouble is people will teach against. If you will keep everything up to date, I think that kind of is permissible. Now, the Lord would have us that we didn't fail any, or didn't slip any time. But if we do, look at Peter. He failed God. We all fail God. Paul, I don't know whether Paul would have, but Paul speaks a lot about it. Sin cannot have dominion over us. There's something about sin that's tough. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Sin is something that comes to the hearts of us. We don't know. It's like, I can be sitting sometime for a second, and I can, if I don't get rid of it in just a second, it's like a wrong spirit getting, I'm just a little willful, automatically, just like that. I gotta be attention at all times to keep myself in spiritual control. I haven't got the leisure to have the blessing to just willfully do what I think's okay. No, I've got to take care of my spirit. About every day I say, get out of my life. And I don't willfully sin, but I mean, he's there. He just comes in and he gives you a little bit of a sourpuss. He gets in you to make you not very joyful. And I'm not saying it has happened to anybody else, but me, I've had some trouble. But I know where the fountain is. The fountain is of the Lord Jesus. He comes to give me abundant life. All things are ready when I come and seek him. Surely if you seek him, you should surely find him. Call upon him. He'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. God has given us strength. He's given us refuge. Yes, you may stumble, but get up. Seek God in your church. Seek the Lord in our strength. Seek his face forevermore.
The eyes of the Lord run to and fro to show himself strong. The hapless heart is made perfect toward him. Great peace are they that love my law, and none that shall offend them. Great peace! Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor stand in the seat of the scorner. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In that law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree. Oh, my tree. Planted by the river's water. And shall bring forth his fruit in a season. Those mighty roots will bring forth. You're going to have fruit. You're going to have fruit to give. You're going to have a something that's going to shine. People are going to see Jesus in your life. They're going to see the Holy Spirit work in your heart. And we can keep it up to date all the time. The Lord's here to strengthen us. He strengthens those that seek him. He's there to those that call upon him. Those that wait upon the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The Bible says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer, all the time. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. By our words are we justified, by our words we're condemned. Our words were justified by the words we're given. We're snared by our words. And that's why we need to guard our words. We need to guard our tongue. It's easy to make a slip, but if you make a slip, apologize. That's what I do. I said, I'm sorry I said that. Right, you gotta keep it clean all the time. It's like you got a broom over here and you got living a, when they used to have the dust bowl back in the, oh, I just get this broom and you gotta keep sweeping the house off because that broom, wind was just bringing that. You gotta keep it. You have to really be busy because the wind was coming in. That's where we are sometimes. The enemy comes, but you just gotta keep pushing out. In the name of Jesus, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God is not slack concerning his promise. Some men count slackness, but as long suffering, that's where not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Seek the Lord out of strength, seek his faith forevermore. God's here to rescue us, to save us. Up to this night, wherever you are, I don't care where you are, you're in sin, life where it is, God can rescue this night and bring you back, and you can go simply against, still calm until you can straighten out and live for God. In that time, you must do everything you can to live for the Lord, that you might have a sacrifice. I beseech you therefore, brother, mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I believe that Saul had nothing to offer, but David had a lot to offer. Because David's heart was different. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. The heart is something, God looks at our heart. If your heart is right, God's going to help you. He's going to make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. God will move upon you in a mighty way. I want to encourage you out there tonight, wherever you are, live for the Lord, call upon him, pray without ceasing. Everything give thanks to the Lord, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Use the word of God. It's a lamp under your feet, a light. Oh, that pathway will take you to heaven. We need to keep our eyes and our minds upon the Lord, seeking the Lord at our strength forevermore, because he has a purpose in our heart that we might walk holy to that time. Because that time is coming soon when the Lord's coming back, and we as God's people need to be ready. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready and looking up for that day, say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. For into the rest, the words of God says he's coming for those that's looking for his coming. For this night, I pray that out there, that everyone that's in my voice, I want you to be looking for the coming of the Lord and looking for that day. And God's got something so wonderful, so special. It's going to be a wonderful time. And he has a reward with him. Oh, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that are prepared for them that love God. God has got you a special blessing. But he has revealed it by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit is the one that gives us that searching. The Holy Spirit is our strength. This night, God bless you. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. And I pray that he'll encourage you. Keep your eyes looking upon the Lord. The Bible said we look the things we're seeing. The things we look at sometime are the natural things. We need to look on the things that are more spiritual. We need to look on things that bring us up, not pick us down. You wouldn't want to look down on someone that hated the Lord. You wouldn't want to look at him all the time. You'd want to look to some Christian who was shining, that had the love of God. That's where you look. Those looking at things of God, the things that are created by the Word. Oh, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might have sinned against thee. This wonderful word, I eat this word, because this word becomes life. I ate this word for about 10 years, and it was something wonderful. I didn't know what I was eating. I was eating it so fast, and pretty soon it come out of me. I could just about quote a lot of things. It's inside here. And I think, because the Bible says that sometimes knowledge puffeth up. Think about it. We can get so knowledgeable, we think we're Superman. We're not. We're not even Clark Kent. We're defeated without the infilling of God's glory. The power is the Spirit that unites us to the Word of God. Becomes alive by the Spirit. And God will quicken us to move out by His Spirit. To move where we have strength in these days. God bless you all. God is wonderful. He's very special. And He is so much wiser than any of us. I don't know why He could ever use me. But anyway, He has. So I pray that you people out there, wherever you are, will be blessed this night. I pray that you'll have a wonderful day. I pray that your blessing will be forevermore. I pray that you'll have that everlasting love, that strength, the ability to go on with Jesus forevermore. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us, and Brother Freedom has prayed for you. I hope you'll release your faith for that prayer to be effective for you. God bless you.